Hello, sir.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Welcome. How you doing this morning?
I had better days about 3 years ago.
Damn.
Or when I was 11.
When you're 11. So I have one for you. You know today's the first day of May, right?
It's gonna be May.
There you go. So, I want to know your favorite boy band. And I want to know what song you listen to on repeat whenever whenever you're listening to this favorite boy band of yours.
Wow, you fucking put me on the spot like that?
Yeah.
I'm vulnerable right now.
So, oh, I know you are.
I'm in pain, so... It's quite the topic. Oh, wow. Oh, man, there's just so many. Boy band? Do I have an era?
Okay, so let's
keep it. Kiss is a boy band, just of the 70s.
Yeah, yeah, but no, let's try to keep it 80s, 90s, 2000s.
Like, when you think of boy bands, this is the band that comes up for you.
Yeah, right? You're like, holy God, you know,
fuck.
Like, I could sing, you know, and I'm not going to say Jackson 5, because technically Jackson 5 was a boy band. So I'm going to say no on Jackson 5.
Well, so are the Temps.
So are the Temps. So, like, you know, I'm talking about boy band. When everybody was like, when you say boy band, you think of these people, this group of people.
Well, definitely not Hanson.
little hop.
Yeah. Dang, if I was gonna say it's too, I don't want to sound too cliche and all, but I'm a super big, even till this moment, NSYNC fan.
Okay, you know? Okay, now
and the best song personally that I think they made, it's like did I hear on repeat?
Yeah, you're like, I'm just gonna go and press play on this thing, and I don't even care that it's just stuck on one song repeat on Apple Music.
Dude, I have a couple of them. I don't even know. I don't know if that's bad of me, but
no, not at all.
I don't know. This, I promise you, was pretty good.
That's a good one.
Kind of the slower one.
Yeah.
If anything, out of all of them, it'd probably be this, I promise you, because I can listen to slow music forever, not get tired of it, and I probably wouldn't get tired of that song. So if anything, it'd probably be that song.
And then, okay.
This, I promise.
Now that we talked about boy band and song, who is your favorite boy band artist from that group?
I just wanted to shout out Lance Bass because I know that's who you would shout out. I don't know. I mean, Justin Timberlake's done a lot with his career. They had a couple other ones that hooked on drugs, maybe.
You know. How about J.C. Chazé?
J.C. Chazé?
Yeah.
He was all right. I mean, he did like a few years on whatever. It's got to be Justin Timberlake.
Timberlake.
The guy was an alpha dog.
Yeah.
And he was a fucking dope-ass actor.
Yeah.
So it'd probably be JT. So the final verdict, NSYNC, This I Promise You, and JT, yeah.
Damn. Yeah. Damn. I'm going to have to go with O-Town.
Wow. My God. You fucking would say O-Town.
O-Town, Liquid Dreams. That's my shit. O-Town, Liquid Dreams, artists. So here's the thing with artists. Whenever we talk about O-Town and artists, like, I guarantee in the whole world, nobody even has an idea who even sings part of O-Town. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a name. I think there's a Brian in there or Kevin.
There probably is a Kevin or a Brian or a Steven or whatnot. I would say right now, what's his name? I forgot his name.
If you know a name of an O-Town singer, I'm probably gonna look at you in a different way.
Well, here's the crazy part is O-Town disappeared for a while, and then O-Town actually came back with a new album recently, and I think it was 2016, and it was all Kickstarter funded.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they were brought back by the crowd.
Yeah, they're all brought back by, again, social media, which is another topic which we'll tack another day. But I just think it's so cool that they literally were brought back by literally just social media.
Wow, a Kickstarter campaign brought them back?
Yeah. So, I'm going to say their names because I found their names. Eric Michael Estrada, Dan Miller, Trevor Pennick, and Jacob Underwood. Those are all there. So there's technically five, but now there's only four. The one that was like the most famous, he's not there. But yeah, there is four of them that are still currently active.
Active.
Yeah.
Well, hell.
Yeah.
Wow! Yeah, you had to Google that. And so was there one minority?
There was one minority. His name was Eric Michael Estrada.
Eric Michael Estrada. I had no idea.
Yeah,
O-Town had a minority. Huh.
Yeah.
Affirmative action, I guess. I don't know.
Affirmative action, exactly.
That's mean.
He made it. He made it past Trump's wall, so he's all right.
All right, really quick, because obviously I just have to mention my second, of course.
Yeah.
My second is the Backstreet Boys.
Okay.
So I'm just saying.
Of course you would have said that, and it's probably your favorite is probably Nick Carter. All right.
It's actually not Nick Carter. It's actually
Don't say Kevin.
Was he the lead singer?
Well, technically the lead singer was Brian.
Brian, yeah. Only because I heard that dude's story. He's got like a throat issue that after a while, like he won't be able to fucking talk sing or nothing like that. So I don't know. That's pretty. And then you know to find that out, then he goes back on tour knowing that he could hurt himself. So I mean that was pretty dope to find out. But yeah, I just had to say Backstreet Boys is my number two.
Number two.
Behind NSYNC. I don't know how many people, if anybody's going to hear this, but hopefully I don't get any beef for that.
Any beef.
You know what I mean?
That's funny. Yeah. Any beef. Well, it looks like Nevis is having a blast listening to you talk about Backstreet Boys.
He is. He wants to punch me right now because we're not hearing the party next door or something or French Montana.
Damn.
He wants to spear me. But yeah, I just got him. I just got him to school. I'm gonna get him off, and he's gonna go have a blast. I get to chill for 3 hours.
Nice, so. Nice. Well, you know, this is another good conversation with Phil and Pete.
Boom.
You know, we should definitely do it again. We'll catch up soon.
Awesome, you got it, brother. I'll hit you up a little bit later.
All right, later.